And welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott. While the news of the verdicts in the APS cheating trial are making the headlines, we're going to turn back to the state agency that sounded the alarm on cheating in Georgia schools. In 2009, Kathleen Mathers Boyle was the executive director of the Governor's Office of Student Achievement, and she joins me now. Kathleen, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rose. Glad to be here.
We've spoken on many occasions over the years.
We have.
Let's go back and explain for our listeners, what was the role of the Governor's Office of Student Achievement, or as we call it, GOSA?
GOSA was the original effort in all of this work. We predated, with our work, all of the investigation that started with the AJC. Our job was to look at data across all of our schools and make sure that that data had integrity. And when we began to do that, we noticed some really peculiar things, and that's what led to the original erasure analysis that sort of serves as the foundation of all of this work.
So let's go back then. So that the original erasure analysis was for all the schools in Georgia. What year was that?
Well, we started with a smaller analysis after the 2008 CRCT retest. And then, of course, we did the statewide analysis after the 2009 test.
And so, but what was the catalyst that prompted GOSA to order an analysis of the 2009 CRCT?
There were just data irregularities. And data seems like such a boring term, but I really want to stress the fact that we use that data for really important decisions for kids. That data helps us decide who goes on to the next grade level, who stays back a grade level, who needs special services, whether those are gifted services or remedial services. It's really how we have a barometer for where kids are in their schooling and what sorts of supports they need.
So your office was out in front of this even long before what we saw in the AJC reports.
This actually predated my tenure as executive director of the Governor's Office of Student Achievement. This issue was not limited to the CRCT. We looked at high school graduation tests, we looked at EOCT scores, and we saw irregularities across the full data set. And we tried to take different roads in to figure out how you tackle that. And eventually, because we had so many concerns in Atlanta, but also in other places, we realized that we had to take a statewide approach to it.
We should note that your office, there were concerns about, I think, one in five of Georgia's nearly 1,800 public elementary and middle schools. But APS was at the top of the list for the 2009 erasure analysis. When you got that analysis back and you saw the high percentage of wrong to right answers, what was going through your mind or the department's mind, and how would you decide to even begin to tackle this?
Well, to do the erasure analysis in the first place, we wanted a very objective measure that looked at every school in the state exactly the same way, so that we weren't treating some districts differently than other districts. And so when we did that and we compared individual classrooms, for example, fourth grade math classroom at a particular school against all the other fourth grade math classrooms in the state, it gave us a really clear picture of what typical test behavior should look like and how different a particular classroom looked in comparison to that. So when we got the data back for Atlanta and we took the classroom data and we rolled it up to a school level and we rolled the school level data up to a district level, Atlanta jumped off the charts. Certainly there were concerns in other places. We had in total, I think, 35 school districts that had to do investigations, but Atlanta looked far different from every other district, and it was so different that it was shocking. We couldn't even wrap our minds around how crazy the data was.
So after the erasure analysis, did you hear from APS officials that they have an explanation for the high number of wrong-to-right answers?
No, and keep in mind that we had been talking with APS for quite some time. You know, as you mentioned, this work predated the AJC reporting. We had been talking about CRCT scores, about high school graduation test scores, about graduation rate. And, when we got that erasure data back and we went to Dr. Hall before it ever even went public, and I sat down with her personally and I said, this is what your data looks like for your district. We have really big concerns. This is highly indicative of a widespread problem. We don't want to prejudge exactly what that problem is or who's a part of it. But you look very different from everybody else in the state, and you're going to be asked to dig down into this and figure out what happened, who was responsible, and how to fix it.
What did she say?
She wanted to know if this was going to be shared publicly and how I was going to share information in a way that would not cast Atlanta in a poor light.
What was your response?
I told her that we were going to release the data for the full set, for the full state at the state board meeting, and that we were not going to make any prejudgments, that the data is what it is, and that this is just an indication of a roadmap, if you will, of where there are abnormalities that need to be dug into further so that she has a clear direction of the work she needs to do so that she can make a case for what happened and what needs to be changed.
And then, of course, we know how this snowballed. But then also, Kathleen, I remember reading several newspaper articles, even hearing on the news, you took a lot of heat as well. People came after you, accusing you of race being the backdrop for this, maybe pressure from Republican state officials.
We took heat from all sides. And we expected that. This was really heavy work. And the principle that we tried to adhere to through all of this was that we could be a punching bag. You know, it didn't matter if it was coming from legislators or other educators or whoever it may be coming from, but that we would take it politely and respectfully because we needed to stay the course to figure out what had happened on behalf of kids here.
News of the verdict yesterday, your thoughts, what went through your mind?
I was shocked. It was surreal for me, and mostly because this is a tragedy on many levels, but for me, it's tragic especially because it never needed to happen. Part of, you know, you just alluded to the fact that I took a lot of heat in a lot of cases. Part of the heat that I took was the decision I made and the recommendation I made to Governor Perdue and to the state board to allow districts to do their own investigations. And, you know, some people didn't want investigations of any kind. They made that very clear to me. On the flip side of that, part of what led to this work was parents who called me and said, you know, I have a fourth grader or I have a second grader, and he or she scored really, really well on the CRCT, but they're not doing well with reading. They're not doing well with math. When I call the district and ask about summer school, I'm told their scores are too high. So I can't get them help. I can't get them support. And I don't know how to best help my child. Or I'd have schools that would call me, for example, KIPP Academy, that would say, we've got these kids coming into fifth grade. Their scores are off the charts. And yet they're reading at very, very low levels. And something just doesn't match up with their scores. So when I turned that investigation back over to the district, people told me that that was akin to letting the fox raid the hen house. And that I couldn't expect for an investigation to be done well.
Do you regret that? Do you think maybe you should have made a recommendation that an outside entity investigate?
No, I don't regret it for a minute. I think that that was the professional thing to do. We didn't want to prejudge. I mean, let's be honest, the data looked crazy. We knew there was something big happening in the system. The scores were not explainable by the practices in the schools, and the gains in scores didn't make sense. And certainly the erasure analysis supported our concerns that there was something bad happening in the schools. But we didn't want to jump to the conclusion of who was involved and what they knew and what role they'd played. And so you turn that over to the leadership and you say, be a leader. Dig down in this, figure out what happened, and fix it. And had that happened, the rest of this never would have taken place. There would not have been a GBI investigation. There would not have been a criminal investigation. So to me, this really comes down to bad leadership.
As you look back and reflect over your time as the executive director of GOSA and then what happened yesterday, what's the message you hope this sends, not just only to education leaders or politicians or parents?
Oh, I think there are a lot of messages. Number one, I don't want people walking away from this to say that testing is bad. Testing is not bad. In fact, it's really important. It's the mechanism we use to back up the claim that all students matter. And if you didn't have testing in place, it would be far too easy to marginalize students, especially students who are minority or students who have language barriers or special needs. And so I want the message to be, in that respect, that this is about bad behavior, not bad testing. I also think people need to focus on the fact that the verdict was a look backwards. It was a look at the district of yesterday and the leadership of yesterday and the board membership of yesterday. And when you look at APS today, because Governor Perdue had the courage to say, this is not going to happen on my watch, we gave you every chance to fix this. You didn't take it seriously. You basically said, you can't make us change our culture, change our practices, change our leadership. Because he had the courage to do that, we now have very different leadership in place. And Atlanta Public Schools and the Atlanta Board of Education today are very different than they were just a few years ago. And I think that's a really positive result to come from this.
Kathleen Mathers Boyle was the executive director of the Governor's Office of Student Achievement. She joins us in our Closer Look studio. Kathleen, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Rose.